we are pleased, very, very pleased, to know that good morning, sunshine. I'm so happy to know that your listeners are out there. Stay tuned as I pull everybody in here and say good morning. Let's see, we got some on-air people. Just hang on in there. And if I don't get to you in enough time, know that I am going to get to you. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Good morning.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Dorothy.
Dorothy who?
This is Dorothy, the research consultant to White Apple Institute. How are you?
All right, Dorothy, and I know you've got some resources for us today. In addition to the fact, Dorothy, that you are an excellent person to contact if somebody wants to know about prepaid legal, is that right?
Oh, sure, that's right.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about prepaid legal. What is that about?
Well, it's similar to insurance, only it's insurance for attorneys, whereas instead of medical insurance, think of legal insurance. If you have a legal question or a legal issue, you can talk, or if you just want to know, is it a legal issue, you have the ability to talk to an attorney by paying a membership fee every month. But you can
all
talk
right
to an attorney, yeah, based on whatever the problem might be. You'll talk to an attorney who covers that type of issue.
And you pay something every month, just like an insurance policy, that will keep that kind of thing going. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, you know you've got our support. That is for sure. You've got our support in that, and we certainly look forward to joining prepaid legal so that we can get legal advice not only for ourselves but for the students that we service under White Apple Institute, so that those that are in hardship, I'm talking about severe financial hardship and cannot go to an attorney, we can ask general questions. Isn't that right?
Well, yes.
Just general
yes
questions. We don't have to use a person's name, but we can ask general questions. And this is only for those, and we would make that decision, that have financial hardships where they absolutely cannot afford. Some people can't even afford the membership fee that we charge every month, and that's $2 a month. That will be, it is now upgraded. It hasn't been upgraded on the website, but it is $2 a month, which is actually $24 a year for membership at the lowest level. And it's a very, very low fee for any membership out there. But we know that there are many students that just don't have that kind of money. And you know, part of it, Dorothy, is because we deal with students from all around the world at different financial or money exchanges. And so $2 in one country is not $2 in another. And so we even encourage them to just go ahead and send what they can from their own money system if they wish to be part of a school program that we're sponsoring, any of our online courses. We will be doing some online courses again in January 2011. There will be a grant writing course that will be offered online that will be very, very different from anything that you could get in a college atmosphere. The only reason why is that it's online, and I want to make sure that people really understand. So what we'll be doing is writing a grant together. Okay, so that's one of the things that we'll be doing in January 2011. So some of you that have questions, you know, out there, please feel free to contact us in the future or right now. Just put your name on the list. Our number at White Apple Institute is, do you have that with you, Dorothy?
Yes, it's 480-659-8582.
That's right. Okay. And so what we expect is that you'll contact us. And Dorothy, would you mind reading the description of the show today? We're going to talk about, this is part two of how we develop productive work and study habits. Productive work and study habits. Okay?
Okay. Listeners from all over the world will leave the student to teacher to student radio show via the internet with a feeling of, wow, so many things we donate to use without being aware of where the many resources and ideas come from, especially that influence the way we think about our education and working goals. Participate by calling 1-646-327-3758 and share what you remember about your early development. Hear Professor Applewhite, adult students and teachers, employers and employees, and special co-hosts are invited. Authors like Jewel Diamond Taylor, Ken Owens, and Nazim Rashid about how we turn past negative events into positive, present positive events. So as many of us prepare for the fall 2010 school semester, if you miss any show, you can always listen to archive shows at blogtalkradioshow.com/teacher-to-teacher. And that's a numerical character too. Student to teacher. Sorry. We wish you love and peace.
And that is from the staff, all the staff of White Apple Institute. And we still, at this point, until the end of this year, will continue to devote these shows to Melissa Cordell, one of our students who was so instrumental in helping us pull White Apple Institute together. And we really appreciate the work that she did, and she has passed on now to another place. But her husband, Tony Soule, will be joining us again and doing our computer work, which is really just amazing as someone who has no physical sight but can sit down at the average computer and do some wonderful things. So we really appreciate him. Stay tuned. We have another caller online that I'd like to welcome online, or welcome on air. This is Professor Applewhite, and who is calling?
This is Deborah McKay. How are you, Professor Applewhite?
And who, and your name?
Deborah McKay.
Hello, Deborah McKay, and you are calling from?
California, Los Angeles, California.
California.
Yes,
all right.
I know.
What part of California are you in, Deborah?
I'm in Highland Park.
Highland
Park, yes.
Highland Park. Where's Highland Park exactly in California?
Well, it's on the east side of Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And I've been a listener of yours for quite some time. I've never participated, and right now I'm having breakfast, but I do enjoy the show.
Great.
So,
now, many people that are... that are like that, Deborah. So don't feel uncomfortable at all. We have so many people that listen into our show. As a matter of fact, from the numbers that we're getting in now, over 7,000 people have at one time or another clicked into our show. About 2,000 on an average have listened to our show. And, you know, we're really grateful for the listeners out there that we have not even had time to promote. So thank you so much for being with us and bringing California into the picture. We have another caller. Just hold tight, Deborah, and we are going to come back to you, and we hope that you like our topic today.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Good morning. This is Tom.
Tom.
Baker.
Oh, Tom Baker. Tom Baker, White Apple Industry.
You're right, yeah.
Oh, you've been traveling around a little bit, and so we haven't heard from you for a while, and we're always glad to know that wherever you go, you're always doing the work. And the work is simply what Tom does most of all for White Apple Institute, is talk to people. I think that's one of the most important things that can happen in an organization like ours, is to talk about the fact that White Apple Institute will not let anyone drop. We are so committed to helping those people out there that feel that the school system and the employment system have let them down for one reason or another, disadvantages that they feel in their own life, and, of course, emotional issues, mental health issues, and, of course, physical disabilities in addition. So when Tom talks, people listen, okay? So, Tom, and all of our other listeners today, we're focused on part two of how we develop productive work and study habits. Now, that's a pretty general statement. How do we develop these productive work and study habits? And we have to keep in mind the focus on productive, because productive on our level means that these are things that make us feel good, that make us feel that we're productive and being successful with work and study, not just doing any job and not just taking any course in school. You know, I had a young lady tell me just the other day, I said, why are you taking this course in school? She was doing nail technology. And she said, oh, I just saw it, and I said, oh, let me do it. I said, well, what do you really, really want to do? And she told me that really what she wanted to do was to be a phlebotomist. That is someone who actually draws blood in the hospital. You know, the ones that we don't really like to talk about when they come in late at night and want to draw your blood, okay? But I always call them the vampires and try to make them laugh a little bit about the job they do. But they're very important people, aren't they? Don't you guys agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they are very important people. But here we go with someone taking a nail technician course because it was available, because recruiters convinced her that, hey, sign up for this program. And the underlying thought of that is, so I can make some money when you sign up. Okay, they don't tell them that. But they get a commission, a bonus, when somebody signs up in their school. And they might even tell you, if you ask them, they'll say, oh, no, we don't get a bonus or commission or anything like that. But what it is is they get an actual salary or commission check based on how much they produce in a week. So be careful, and always when you sign up for study programs that are outside of the community college system and the university systems, any other college, the state systems, be careful. Always ask them to see the placement list. And the placement list tells you whether or not their program has turned out productive individuals that have not only studied productively, but have been placed in a work environment that is productive for them. If they're getting out of school and they have a placement list that says we place over 700 people, ask them where. Ask them where, because if they placed them at McDonald's and they went to school for nail technology, they could have done that job on their own. So really be careful about how people represent the study habits, okay? And we're going to get a little bit more into this word productive as we take this next caller in here. And good morning. You are on air at 623 area code. This is Professor
Nazim Applewhite. Rashid. Nazim Rashid.
Nazim Rashid, one of our special co-hosts, calling in this morning. The brother Nazim Rashid is responsible for that great music we hear at the beginning of the show. And that horn is blowing, man, I'll tell you. That horn is blowing and it sounds good. And I listen to your music even though it's not on the show. I just want to put in a plug for you here, brother. You can
I appreciate
get
that. Thank
album,
you.
Renaissance, am I correct?
It's called, the album is called Remembrance. Remembrance.
Oh, the album itself is called Remembrance, and you can get that on, go ahead.
It's called Remembrance. It's on Presto Records. You can get it on Amazon.com, iTunes. You can get it on JazzRenaissance.com. You can get it that, or you can get it on CDBaby.com.
Okay. So some of our listeners know exactly what that is, but I know a lot of listeners know about Amazon. And for those who really, really missed all of that, only thing you got to do is call that number that Dorothy gave you earlier for White Apple Institute. Go ahead, Dorothy. Give them that number again.
It's 480-659-8582.
Thank you very much. You call that number to White Apple Institute, and any of the things that we say on this program or any of these things that we say on the program that produce some type of motivation for you and say, hey, listen, I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I don't want to talk about it on radio, and I don't want to talk about it out loud to people. So I want to just talk to the professor or one of the counselors at White Apple Institute so that, you know, I can get some things straight, okay? So you make sure that you keep that number on hand, and you can always call information and say, give me the number to White Apple Institute in Mesa, Arizona. That's our headquarters, although we service people from all over the world. And if our group from Nigeria is listening, please be advised. I'm very sorry I have not gotten back to you, but I will definitely get back to you and answer some of the questions that you asked about getting into a college program here, and also the Grace Orphanage in India. If any of you are listening today, know that White Apple Institute, it will be putting out a special notice to get some clothes, some school clothes for some of the people that you service. And I've already talked to someone who is going to Ethiopia, and she is going to pick up your cause. And so don't worry, we got you on our list, all right? Okay, let's talk a little bit about this development thing. I mean, you know, development, when we talk about development, we're not just talking about, you know, a baby being conceived and how it grows in the mama's stomach and how it grows to every day, you know, of its life to a certain stage. Here's where we're coming with it. We're talking about how people use the way they develop, my dear friends, how they use the way they develop to influence the way they think about education and working goals. That means we're talking about how they develop in their environment, okay? And sometimes their environment does not give them the opportunity to develop and motivate them, feel motivated to go to school or to go to work. And that's why we have so many parents. We have a lot of parents that call in, amazingly, and say, you know, my son needs to listen to this program because he won't work. I say, ma'am, how old is your son? 26. And, you know, part of that issue is that if someone is enabling him, that's got to stop right away, okay, because as long as there's food on the table for him, clothes in the closet for him, and all the other basic necessities needed, and then some more, like a car and all that stuff, we somehow or another, mommy and daddy, must pull away from that and stop doing that because that's going to enable him and make the situation worse. what has to happen is that has to stop first. And if that doesn't stop first, there's nothing that anyone can do or say or counsel on that will make it better. Is there anybody that agrees with what I'm saying?
I agree. Definitely.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, how do we convince the parent? I know you guys know people that do this. And especially if someone has a disability, okay, they just enable and enable and enable. They just do everything for that person. Tell me some stories. Talk to the professor.
I have a son that's this is Deborah speaking. I have a son that is bipolar, been diagnosed bipolar at the age of 18 and anorexic. I've talked to you about this before in the past, professor, but I just want to share this. You got in touch with him when he was in Texas personally for me and was able to just talk to him and counsel him. You inspired him to return to California, which is where I reside.
And I appreciate that. Don't say his name, but you are
right.
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 We had a great conversation, and he's been doing quite well. And, you know, one of the things I don't do, Deborah, Ms. McKay, is I won't take credit for it because I know that it's God that's. That's working through me, but I appreciate you acknowledging that.
Yes, I do. I've seen the fruit of it. Now, what I wanted to bring up is that I've seen slipping back a little. He's 34 now. He was 18 then, and he was progressing.
Is he 34 now? My goodness.
Yes, he's 34. He's doing well for a while, but he wants to be an entrepreneur. You know, he's quite talented. He's a progressive thinker.
His
literary skills are impeccable. I mean, but I'm trying to get him and encourage him to go back to school. I was enabling him. My brother was enabling him. My sister was enabling him by providing his phone services. He's on SSI. We were providing his home services. You know, I understand what you were saying. Took me a long time to understand how and why he is where he is now. He should be working. He should be doing a lot better, you know, than he is now. I'm proud of him because of all his talents and skills, but I am not proud of the fact that he still relies there in a nice house, you know, with phones and, like I said, PCs and studio equipment for musician studio. Portable that my brother gave him, and because of all the talents he has. So now what I want him to do is realize and recognize he needs to get back into school, have something stable to fall back on. I'm one of these kids teaching because of he loves to write.
Mm-hmm.
He writes books. He likes to write music. He plays music. He draws. He's online, the internet, instead of pictures posted. So I'm at my wit's end now. I've thrown up my hands. We're all trying to work together to let go. So it's right on point.
Very good point. All of you working together to let go. That's a thank you for that. Because
now, they
have the mom and dad, sometimes it can be the grandmothers, you know, and aunties.
Yes.
Other family members. I've even seen sisters enabled. So you're absolutely right. Thank you for that.
Yes. Well,
we need you to fall in a lot more in this show.
Yes. Now, I've got something to share as well, you know, with others that, you know, even a parent, taking care of a parent, a handicapped parent, you can enable yourself by being, you know, allowing yourself to do something for your parents. I myself took care of my parents for about 10 years. I'll make this short to the point. But I stopped working because I didn't think anyone could do it like I could.
Yeah.
And now I'm just getting back into the workforce. I'm 60 years old, re-entering the workforce, and finding it very hard, you know, to apply myself and to really get a job that I feel, you know, I'm worthy of. I've been encouraged to go to school Dr. Akbar, I will be getting back with you on that issue, on the personal one-on-one, if you don't mind. I have that out there for the past few weeks. I just wanted to reiterate that.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because, I mean, that's important stuff, because, you know, we hear so many times parents saying, you know, that boy won't do this and that girl won't do that, and then they look at their parents and say, well, I have a couple right now, a mother and daughter, the way the daughter brought the mother to my class as a way of encouraging her, and just happened to be a subject just like this that day, that encouraged the mother. In the next semester, she was in my class. And the reason why is because the daughter said, my mother is always saying, I need to go to school, I need to do this. And if she had done it, she would have been so happy. And my question is, well, Mom, why don't you do it?
Yes.
Mom, why don't you get it together and go to school too? And the mom always comes back with, oh, it's too late for me now.
Yes.
It's too late for me now. And plus, you know, I got arthritis now, and I, you know, there's a lot of things. I just don't want to go to school anymore, and I'm just going to stay on this lousy job that I have and just do the best I can. So I'm glad that you didn't take that route and that you are willing to show your son to be a very good model, and that's important even at whatever age we are.
Yeah.
To be a model for our children. Thank you so much, Deb. I know
you're welcome.
Comments out there. Ready to go.
Well, I was just going to say that when you go to school, you need to consider what you're going for and what you're going to do when you go out of.
Absolutely.
And don't just enter on impulse, but really decide what you want to do and what you're going for, and then develop good study habits.
Okay.
Well, when you say study that, explain that to us a little bit more.
Well, I said study habits.
Study habits, right.
Right. Like, I used to do well in school, not because I was real smart, but if I had to list 8 things I had to remember, I'd remember the first letter of each one, list it down in the list, and that would remind me to trigger me to know each column. Like, the first one starts with a C, and that might be economy that I memorize, and the next one might be capitalism, like you might have in a
class. Developing strategies.
Strategies for going to school and studying.
Now, who helped you develop these strategies? I mean,
I developed them on my own when I was going to school. I was dyslexic and couldn't read very well, and it made me develop strategies, and I learned memorization tricks that I taught myself where I could memorize in 3-4 times the amount, you know.
How about parents? Tom, families influence children in many ways, as a genetic influence, and as well as our peers, our friends in school, influence how we look at life and how we look at support, okay? As a matter of fact, let me note here, before I ask you this question, that there are 5 functions of support that we need to look at, and I just want to give this to you as give our listeners this information from Berger, Kathleen Berger, and I met Kathleen at a office party, as a matter of fact, and very, very kind woman, and she wrote that there are 5 functions of a supportive family. And it's about children's safety needs and physical needs. And she notes that it's to encourage them to learn. So even though you may have discussed and developed the strategies, there had to be some encouragement for you to go on. And if that's not true, you can address that in a minute. Also to help them develop friends, positive and productive friends. to protect their self-esteem, and to put, and that's a real big one, to protect their self-esteem. Nazim will elaborate a little bit on that, I'm sure, during this show, and to provide them with a safe, stable, and a harmonious home. Impoverished families find all these five functions difficult to fulfill. And so poor children are at greater risk for emotional and behavioral problems. Parental warmth seems very helpful. And so I appreciate her bringing these out. And so what do you have to say about, did they encourage you, did they support you to find and develop friends and to protect your self-esteem, and did they provide a safe and warm environment? Tom, I'm addressing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay. I wanted
and that
to make
strategy
sure.
That
yeah, they provided me a safe environment. They helped me with school. They never thought I'd make it through college because I was dyslexic. And, you know, parents don't do that to your kids because you can be smart and dyslexic at the same time. And, but they encouraged me to have friends, and they encouraged me to do stuff and to learn stuff. And as I got further in college, in high school, I learned memorization techniques that helped me get faster. You know, it's not always the smartest kids that get the best grades. It's the ones who studied the smartest sometimes.
I like that. Say that one more time.
It's not always the smartest kids that get the best grades in school. It's sometimes the one that studied the smartest.
Yeah, I like that. And another thing I want to add to that is that we know that most of the people that work with White Apple Institute, unfortunately, have not had that parental support. And that is why they lose that motivation to go on and to do things. And when they pick up that phone and make that first call to White Apple Institute, we are so proud of them. We pretty much celebrate them calling as much as we will celebrate them graduating or finding a job, because the first call is so important. Okay? So keep that in mind, everyone that's listening out there. And that's just because you're in a different culture or a different country, it doesn't mean that we can't help each other, because yes, there are different things we need to look at when we look at each country. And America doesn't necessarily have all the answers. If we did, we wouldn't have impoverished families here in America. We have poor families here in America. Is that right? Am I right or wrong, everybody?
You're right.
Okay.
Right.
That's a misconception out there, is that you go to America and you're going to have all of these things. But to have all of these material things causes a lot of pressure on you that you would not have had if you were in a different country, in a different environment. So keep that in mind as you're struggling so hard to come to America. Keep in mind that there's ways to get your degree online. So if you can get to a computer, you can actually go to school online for just about any type of degree, which is so interesting to me, okay? And we can talk about that individually if you wish to call us, okay? Now, I you heard two different perspectives. You heard a mother talking about how she helped her son and stopped enabling him and pushed him to become interested in entrepreneurial things so that he would stop being enabled by her and whoever else in the family was cuddling him too much and not pushing him to be the man that he wanted to be with dyslexia. Then you heard another man speak of how he deals with the mother and the parenting with disabilities. And I just want, Tom, may I elaborate a little bit more on your disability, or would you like to do that for us?
Because you can do that for
us. Yes. Thank you. Because I think it's important for our listeners to know that we're not just talking about a man with a learning disability. We are talking, when we hear Tom speak, we are talking about a man, God bless him, who has gone through college as a result of a sleepy driver at the wheel who caused him to lose both legs and be in a wheelchair since the age of 21. Is that right, Tom? 20. At the age of 20 years old, and he still went on and went to college and graduated with a degree in psychology and is so determined to help people. I met Tom as he was speaking to me about how he wanted to help people with suicidal tendencies. And I said, my goodness, we have a lot of people that come to White Apple Institute with suicidal tendencies because they feel like they want to give up, not on just work and study, but on life. And he said,
absolutely.
Well, I want to help.
I
want to do so. What can I do? And here's a man with one leg and with all kinds of medical problems that still makes the effort to participate as a volunteer staff member of White Apple Institute. So we applaud you, Tom.
It's commendable, Tom.
Do we applaud Tom?
Listening yes,
out
we
here?
Do. Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. We're looking for some more stories here about this productivity, and then I will continue on with a few things I wanted to share with you. If Nazim is ready to share about that self-esteem, please feel free. We have about 20 minutes remaining on the show, and we don't want to miss the important messages that he has, although please remember that his show, Reconnected, follows Student to Teacher at 11 o'clock. So if you want to listen more on the positive aspects of what we're talking about. So he's going to take it from, we talk about the very beginning of someone starting on that positive road, okay, when they have lost their way. And from there, we turn them over to our personal development counselor, Nazim Rashid, and a few other people who help them to get through the rest of the positive things they need to do in their life. And we work together to collaborate, to work together and collaborate to make sure that this person can go through smoothly. Did I do that right?
Yes, sounds
Nazim,
good.
Because that's what that book, Reconnected, is all about. When you start off with Nazim, you will start with the book Reconnected. And is your book club going to be online or available by radio or conference call or anything like that?
Right now it's through the email. Right now
okay.
It's email nrbookclub@cox.net.
So they have to have a computer.
Cox.net. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
They'll have to have
mm-hmm.
a computer. Okay. So remember that, and remember, there are countries I know that do not have computers readily available. You need to let us know that, because one of the things that we will do is provide at an agency or a school in that particular area a computer that can be used under an agreement with White Apple Institute for students. So let us know if you do not have access to a library with a computer in the community that you live in, okay? All right. Nazim, tell us a little bit more about what Kathleen Berger was talking about when she said that parents, that the people, the caregivers in a person's life, that in order to take care of them and not enable them, means to protect their self-esteem. And also give us a little bit about the how we can get more reconnected with that feeling.
Okay, I'll talk briefly about that because I have to prepare for my show coming up. I'll say this, that when someone is not playing the part of an enabler or the other part of the codependent partner, what happens is that they are actually honoring the divine soul in the other person, because that divine soul in the other person wants to be strong and independent, wants to be a leader in itself. And so when you are enabling, you are actually telling that person that you don't believe in their highest self. You don't believe in them. You don't believe they can do it on their own or be capable of being independent and being a good leader within themselves. You're saying that. So when you pull away, say, I'm going to pull my support away to a degree to allow you to see your own strengths and develop your own strengths, I'm actually showing my love and concern for that self inside of you that you might not know yourself. So that woman is actually pulling away, she's actually supporting and saying to that person that, yes, I love that person inside you so much, I'm going to pull this support away to allow that strength to develop. That's what we're talking about here, see. So that's what she's doing. That's what she's talking about. And plus she has honored her own soul that says, do not go beyond your scope in helping someone that's going to cut yourself off. You see, so therefore she has to honor her own soul saying, I'm going to do what's healthy and natural and wonderful for myself and others. When you go beyond that, you take away from yourself. And that's not honoring your own soul.
And if we don't honor our own souls and honor ourselves, then we are not modeling the appropriate behavior for our children, no matter what age they are. Like the young
people. No, you're not. You're not. No.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. And plus, I also have to say, I love the program. It's great. I have to go. I just want to leave the phone number just for folks.
And hope that those of us that are on the show today, if you have the time, and for those listeners out there, please feel free to plug in or call in to blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Reconnected, E-D. And that's R-E-C-O-N-N-E-C-T-E-D. Okay? Now, if you need more information on that, you call White Apple Institute. We'll have that information for you. But there's a telephone number that Dorothy's going to give you to call in to the show, okay, as one of our resources, too, because Nazim Arshid uses White Apple Institute as a resource, and we use him as a resource. Isn't that correct, my dear brother?
That's right. Absolutely.
And so Dorothy is his wife, and she's working both of the switchboards. She is doing it, okay? Hey, Dorothy, what is the number that people need to call if they want to tune into Nazim's show?
It's 1-347-994-2524.
Would you say that once more?
Yes, it's 347-994-2524.
Okay. So 347 is the area code. The
correct
different area code. All right, 347, and then 994-54.
I'm sorry, it's 24. It's 2524.
Okay, now we're talking. Okay. So listen again, our listeners. You dial 1 first, just like you do to get on the student to teacher show, and then you dial 347-994-2554. Now, let me say this.
2-5-5-4-4.
Oh, 2-5 what?
2-4. I haven't.
Four.
Okay, 2524. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to acknowledge that all of our listeners, we know that you have the capability and the desire to grow. We do not want you to feel confused about some of the things that you may hear on the Reconnected show, because some of the information that will be shared from Nazim's book and his studies are at a higher academic level than what we normally work at. So I suggest that if you have some apprehension about it, just listen. Listen to where you're going to be, okay? Because we're developing productive work and study habits, and it's the same thing if you're learning to play a guitar or a violin or a horn or whatever. The only way you know how to do that, how to start that, is if you hear it, okay? You have to hear it first, and then after you hear it, then you start taking classes little by little by little. And so we'll start you off on the classes towards self-development at White Apple Institute so that you can get to that point of developing productive work and study habits. So we just want to let you know that so that there's no confusion that you feel like, oh, my God, I don't understand some of the words he's saying or whatever. Don't worry about it, okay? You will get to that point, and you'll be excited to know that eventually you will be getting that knowledge, personal development knowledge, and you'll be understanding it, and you will be so excited. I had a student just, thank you, Nazim, and please have a pleasant show today.
Thank you.
Right. And Dorothy, you too.
Yes.
One of the things that I just want to bring to mind to everyone is that we have, when you talk about people supporting other people, some people don't have parents. And when we talk about that, it's really hard when we say parents for some people, because they're like, well, I don't have any parents, so that doesn't even apply to me. Whoever took care of you is your parent, okay? And sometimes those experiences weren't good in your development, okay? Sometimes those experiences didn't give you a positive attitude about work and about study, okay? But we encourage you to look for parents, not like a child looking for somebody to hold them, but to look for those parents, adult people, that can be supportive and motivate you and become what I call your mentor. Okay, and that's what I continue. Whenever I counsel a student, whether the student takes classes from me or not, I still maintain being their mentor, like Miss Deborah was talking about a moment ago, is that I'm still available to her son at any time to mentor him if he has any issue with school or going forward. Some people don't need constant constant counseling. They can do it without that. So make sure next week now, I want all of you listeners to go out there, and I want you to tell at least two people about our show, because we will be getting into part three, the final part three of our show, and how we develop productive work and study habits. And it will be a little bit of the review of what we've done already, and then finalizing it, and hopefully Jewel Diamond Taylor will be able to join us. She wasn't able to join us this morning. And Kim Owens is still, she is now, as she has written her grant program with consultation from White Apple Institute, she is tremendously busy taking in her first class clients today. So we give applause to Kim Owens today and the Garch Project for pulling away from other people and doing it totally on her own. We just don't even know what to say to tell her congratulations. Congratulations
yes.
for your licensing and all the things. Okay. Now, as we close, if anybody wants to say anything that's going to help us and inspiration, whether it's from the Bible or the Quran or any book that you have that at least acknowledges God and the creation, we can't have anything that doesn't acknowledge the Creator. I would like you to think about just sharing it with us as we close our show. And I want you to know now we're preparing for the fall 2010 school semester, okay? So this is where we start really working on presenting, turning those past negative events that have happened in our life to more positive events so that we can prepare for that school semester. So please, if you have anybody that's wants to register for school and hasn't done so yet and they keep talking about it, but it's getting close to that time, and you know how that is. You wait too long, the classes that you want won't be there, and then you'll get upset. Okay, so let's get started now and get over there into the registration line, fill out the paperwork. Believe me, you will feel so good when you fill out that paperwork, okay? And then give us a call and let us know, hey, I listened to the show, and I really appreciate it, and I went and filled out the papers at our school. We want to celebrate with you, okay? You can help us and support us if you shop online. Please go to White Apple Institute Blastoff, WhiteAppleInstituteBlastoff.com, and shop at a mall, okay? Buy your things online through the malls that are on the screen, on the online screen, and it was just like you'll be walking through a mall in your own community, because we have everything, all the stores, Sears to Dillard's to Macy's to Foot Locker, every store that you normally would see in a mall, we have those stores listed. Okay?
So that's okay, Professor, could you repeat that address again online, White Apple Institute?
Sure. White Apple Institute Blastoff.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
White Apple Institute Blastoff.com. Oh, by the way, one of my friends was going to Boise, Idaho, was going to buy tickets for $400 round trip, went on the White Apple Institute Blastoff.com and got round trip tickets for $120, okay? And
wow.
What they do is they give a percentage of the savings to White Apple Institute, and they also knock off price for you for being part of the program. So it's a really, really great thing. And then, of course, your donations through the website to become members of White Apple Institute will also be a benefit to helping students all over the world to get this message out. Any other further acknowledgments that we need to give? Anybody want to close our show?
There's something I'd like to share as far as transportation. And disability.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for years that I could not go out and look for a job or go to a doctor or whatever unless by car or taxi. I found public transportation system has improved tremendously. For any handicap, arthritic, cane, wheelchair, access, but I find it... I use it almost on an everyday basis now, so.
Wonderful. Dollar Ride system, right?
Yep, I use Access, the Dollar Eye.
Yes.
Or even the metro rails. Now they've made tremendous. They absolutely enforce that people cannot sit in the front seats. If they are sitting there, they must get up and allow the person with a cane or wheelchair the accessibility to sit there. So
all
they
right.
really have improved. And this is in
wow.
Los Angeles, California,
wow.
north, south, east, and west. Yes, I'm very impressed and encouraged
yes.
to get out. So it's just great. I just want to spread that, encourage other people.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got 2 minutes left, and I would like to say something about faith. Okay?
Yes.
Faith. faith in the fact that the direction that one's quest for religious truth takes depends in part upon the perspective one has taken on some of the things that they've done in their life. Sometimes losing loved ones to death and facing one's own mortality. Adults review their lives based on questions about does God exist? If so, can I have a relationship with God? Or is such interaction an illusion? How can there be so much evil if God is all-powerful and all-loving? If there is God, does he or she intervene in life or are lives left in our own hands? Why are there so many religions? Why are so many wars fought in the name of religion? And on and on and on. All these questions are basic questions that everyone that's seeking truth is compelled to ask. And teenagers are even more compelled to ask. And one of the things that we need to do is encourage teenagers to search out, to read. They may not understand the depth of their parents' or other people's religious convictions, but they do observe how the faith of a person leads them to treat other people. Did you hear that? Leads them to treat other people because young people wish to find their own truth. Their quest may conflict with their parents' journey. Okay? But if they see a good model, and this is from Dr. Kenneth West, then we know that we're doing the right thing. Thank you so much for being with Student to Teacher Show this Saturday morning. We look forward to hearing from you next week. This is Professor Applewhite saying much love and peace. Please keep it going.
And also with you.
And also with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Give a few minutes here to just reflect on the show, and hopefully that we've developed in our minds some developed productive work and study habits, and we're going to model those habits so that the people that question us will say, why are you so devoted? Why do you care so much? And you can tell them, because I want to be a good model for the God that I serve. What a wonderful way to be a witness to the love of Christ that you hold, to the love of God that you hold within you. Don't you agree, Tom?
I agree.
Anything you want to say in closing?
Just do your best, and if you're hitting all your goals, they say you're not setting them high enough. You know, you should set goals for yourself, and if you don't reach all of them, you know, reach most of them, then you're okay.
Right. As long as you keep on trying, you're not a failure. That was one of our shows not too long ago. Love and peace.
Love and peace.
See you next Saturday.
Next Saturday.